Today I'm talking with Rich Gronbach, Program Committee Chair for EclipseCon 2007. How are you today, Rich?
Good, yourself?
Oh, great. Let's get right to it. What are the major themes of EclipseCon 2007?
Well, the theme is based on popularity, that OSGI is a very popular topic this year. So that, of course, and some of the other hot topics that have had Eclipse lately, like Mylar and other smaller projects that are becoming very attractive to the user community.
Do you see a lot of talks that are related to OSGI and Mylar and other topics of community interest?
Yeah, there's definitely, well, the OSGI folks have combined their, I guess, annual meeting with EclipseCon this year, so it's kind of a joint thing. So there's quite a bit of OSGI content just because of that, but otherwise there was likely going to be a lot of OSGI content anyway because it's a very popular topic.
Sure, sure. So there's actually, is it an OSGI parallel conference that's occurring at the same time, or...
Yeah, I'm not sure what they call it exactly, but it's either a conference or some kind of user conference, or I'm not sure what they exactly termed it as. But.
Okay. Who do you think gets the most value out of EclipseCon? Is it the users, the committers, or organizations building products based on Eclipse technology?
Well, it's obviously all of the above, but traditionally it's been about the committers, from my experience anyway. So having been to all of them, I'd say it's really about the committers getting together and having a chance to, you know, meet the people that they've only known through Bugzilla or email or the news groups before, and you know, talking about the technologies and sharing experiences and so forth. So it's really been traditionally about the committers, but I expect that the user community will begin to benefit more and more as Eclipse gets larger and the topics get more broad, that we're inevitably going to end up with you know, more of an end user type of focus. And then I expect that committers will get together and other types of end user, perhaps smaller conferences that are focused just on a subset of the Eclipse community. And then clearly, anybody that builds on Eclipse benefits quite a bit from attending EclipseCon, just from the, you know, understanding what the latest and greatest is, and becoming aware of what else is being done on Eclipse that otherwise they may not be aware of.
Certainly, I imagine there must be a lot of value for those folks building on Eclipse technologies to meet with others doing the same kind of work, and the committers themselves, giving that first-hand face-to-face contact.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You can't beat it.
Mm-hmm. Are there any tutorials or talks that you're particularly interested in attending?
Well, sure. So given Bjorn's great little feature on the website to create your own recommended track, I went ahead and did that myself, and it's a really nice way to go through the program and select, you know, what you're interested in, and then sharing it with everybody else, you know, in case somebody cares.
Fair enough. So you've got your picks are there. Can you recall, well, maybe what your favorite pick is, or is it not possible to have a favorite given the breadth of topics that are there?
You know, it's really tough to pick a favorite. I mean, obviously the modeling track was attractive to me, but I tried not to only go to modeling, obviously, because there's just so much other things going on that, you know, I'd like to find out what other people are doing at Eclipse besides modeling, right? So it's easy to get, you know, tunnel vision in your own little realm of Eclipse, but EclipseCon is another great way to see what else goes on in the community that you might not otherwise be aware of. So the Safari talk, some of the OSGI stuff for sure I'll attend, the probably the intro framework tutorial, but anyway, they're on the track on the web, so that's why I put it there, so I don't have to remember.
Fair enough. So Rich, you're on the PMC for the modeling project, and your project lead on the GMF project. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right.
So is it a big year for GMF, you think, this year?
Yeah, I think last year was a great year for GMF, just because we came out with our 1.0 release, and EclipseCon last year was the first year that we had something to actually show and people to play with. It's maturing a bit more this year, so GMF 2 that comes out with Europa will be a little more stable and a little more, you know, feature-rich than it was. It went 1.0, obviously. So I think GMF, but the challenge we have on the modeling project is to bring more awareness to the collection of projects that are available and how you would use them all together. So that's probably going to be our focus starting after Europa releases, to bring, you know, all the various modeling technologies together into something that people can actually use as a whole.
Right, and I guess in many ways that's the point of the GMF project, bringing a lot of these technologies together.
So yeah, to an extent, but then the model transformation pieces that would normally follow or complement the, you know, the graphical and the abstract syntax really needs to become more visible, I think.
Okay, so are you expecting to make any big announcements or surprise anybody at EclipseCon with regard to GMF for modeling?
Well, I don't know if there's any real surprises in GMF. In the model transformation world, we're working on a contribution of QVT, so perhaps that'll be finalized and available to be seen by the community at that time.
That sounds great.
Hopefully.
What was your favorite part of EclipseCon 2006?
Well, it was really just getting together with the folks that I rarely get to see in person, so it's really more about networking and seeing the new technologies and attending some of the talks on topics I might not otherwise have the time to look into.
Sure, that face-to-face contact is really important. And what are you looking forward to at EclipseCon 2007?
Well, the whole thing, but I guess to start off with the Scott Adams keynote, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I understand he has a bit of a potential speech problem where suddenly he stops talking or something.
Yeah, but you know, being a cartoonist, I guess he could just draw his way out of it. But I should give credit to Doug Gaff. He's actually the guy that championed the Scott Adams keynote. So, and then also I can blame Doug if that voice thing happens. It works out pretty well.
Right, yeah, it's going to be a great keynote, and if for some reason something stumbles, it'll probably just be more entertaining anyway, and we get to pick on Doug.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all good.
It's all good. Well, that's great. Well, I know that I'm looking forward to EclipseCon 2007, and you've certainly done a great deal of work, which is a great credit to you. The program's certainly come together, over 200 sessions planned. We're in the process now of adding BOFs to that as well. The EclipseCon 2007 website is eclipsecon.org. The early registration deadline is February 14th. Thanks, Rich, for talking to me today, and I hope you have a great EclipseCon.
Great, thanks, and I'll see you there.
Okay, great, thanks.